Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the source material you're interested in and, well, we cut right to the chase, giving you the core knowledge fast. Our goal is always to get you that quick, thorough insight, find the strategy hidden in the data so you can, you know, move ahead with confidence. Today, we're tackling a really significant topic, especially if you're looking to put down roots somewhere like California. Homeownership.
Yeah.
We're focusing on the help available based on some very specific research you pointed us to.
That's right. And the source material, it's it looks simple on the surface, but it's packed. The title is California First-Time Homebuyer 2025 Program and Grants. What's really interesting is how that short title basically lays out a whole roadmap. You know, who it's for, where it applies, when it's relevant, and critically, how the help is delivered.
Okay, let's unpack that. So we're really trying to get a foundational understanding of what's available for first-time buyers. And California, I mean, that's arguably the toughest housing market, isn't it? So the title tells us straight off, it's for newcomers to the market, it's just for California, and it's about what's happening now, heading into 2025.
Precisely. Let's start with the who, the first-time home buyer. Now, that's not just a casual phrase. It usually has a strict definition. Typically, it means someone who hasn't owned their main home in, say, the last 3 years. So the fact that the document targets them specifically, it confirms the aid is built for the hurdles people face just getting into the market.
Got it. Okay, now let's get right into the core of it, because this is where the title gets really interesting. It splits the aid into two types, programs and grants.
Mm.
Why separate them? What does that tell us? It tells us there are two different ways they're trying to help.
Yes, exactly. And that distinction is key. The terminology is deliberate. When they talk about programs, they almost certainly mean structured, repayable assistance. Think specialized loans. Things like state-backed secondary loans, maybe, often called silent seconds.
Okay, hang on. Silent seconds. What exactly does that mean for someone listening?
Good question. A silent second is essentially a loan, a second mortgage, that helps cover things like the down payment or closing costs. The silent part usually means you don't make payments on it right away. Sometimes payments are deferred until you sell the house or refinance, and often the interest rate is very low, maybe even zero.
Ah, okay. So it helps up front.
Right. Other programs might involve things like mortgage credit certificates, MCCs. These give you a tax credit, which can free up more of your income each month, making it easier to qualify for the main mortgage. So programs are really about making the debt structure more manageable.
Okay, so programs, smart ways to handle the loan itself. That makes sense. But then why also list grants? If you've got these helpful programs, what's the need for grants?
Ah, now that's where it gets really crucial, especially in a market like California. Grants implies money you don't have to pay back, non-repayable aid. For many buyers, this is sort of the holy grail, right? Actual funds to help with the purchase that are just given, provided you meet the criteria, of course.
Okay.
The existence of grants alongside programs is basically an admission that even with helpful loan terms, the sheer amount of cash needed upfront in California for down payments, closing costs, it's often just too big a barrier.
So the programs make the loan work, but the grants make the initial cash part possible. Is that fair?
That's a great way to put it. But here's the strategic insight for you listening. If grants are essentially free money, you can bet they're not unlimited. They're likely very competitive, probably have strict income caps, and crucially, you often have to use them with one of the state's specific loan programs. Think CalHFA, the California Housing Finance Agency.
Ah, did they work together?
Exactly. The state isn't just handing out cash randomly. The grants usually synergize with their loan programs to make the whole package work and ensure the buyer can actually sustain the home ownership. You really need to research both together.
Okay, that really focuses the search then. We're not just looking for any loan info. We need to find how California's 2025 programs and grants link up.
And, you know, if you step back, the fact that they need to document these specific dual kinds of aid, it really says something about the sheer scale of the challenge in California, doesn't it?
Let's talk about that challenge. You mentioned the California focus. Federal programs exist, right? Like FHA loans. Why is state-specific help so vital there?
Well, it comes down to the economics of the state, really. Federal programs like FHA, they have limits on the loan amounts they'll back. In huge parts of California, the typical home price just blows past those federal limits. So buyers are pushed into jumbo loans or they need absolutely massive down payments.
Which most first-time buyers just don't have.
Exactly. So state programs, like the ones this title hints at, are designed to bridge that gap, that affordability gap. They target the specific price points and income levels where federal aid just isn't enough, factoring in California's higher cost of living.
So the state is basically filling a hole left by the broader federal programs. That makes this source, being California specific, potentially very valuable.
It really does. It suggests the details inside likely point towards state agencies like HALHFA, maybe even city or county level programs or initiatives for, say, essential workers in expensive areas. These aren't always easy to find, you know? They can be complex, have different rules. That's why a focus guide is so helpful.
And what about the timing, the 2025 part? You said it's not looking back. How does that specific year affect planning?
The 2025 tells you it's relevant right now. But more than that, it signals, well, timing and maybe a bit of urgency. State budgets and funding for these things often work on annual cycles. So documenting programs and grants for 2025 likely means new funding amounts, maybe different interest rates, perhaps adjusted income limits are either just announced or coming very soon.
So if you're planning to buy.
If you're planning to buy in 2025, seeing this title means you need to dig into the specifics now, especially for grants that money is usually first come, first served. It can run out sometimes surprisingly early in the fiscal year.
Right. It definitely puts a time frame on your research and action. Okay, so we've got the who, first time buyers, the what, programs and grants, the where, California, the when, 2025. Thinking about these aid structures, what kind of eligibility hurdles should someone expect to find detailed in this source? What are they likely looking for?
Given its subsidized help, both loans and grants, you can be pretty sure it's going to be tightly controlled, merit and need-based. So the big ones will likely be, one, strict income limits. They want to make sure the help goes to low to moderate income households, relatively speaking, for California.
Yeah.
Two, probably some form of mandatory home buyer education. They want people to be financially literate, understand the commitment.
Sense.
And three, even with help, they'll look closely at your debt to income ratio, your DTI. They need to see you can actually afford the payments long term.
Yeah, you'd assume the state doesn't want to set people up to fail.
Right.
Right. Even if they're helping you get in, they want you to be able to stay there.
Absolutely. It's about sustainable home ownership.
Yeah.
And another thing, because it's state aid, expect rules about living in the house as your primary residence for a certain number of years.
To stop investors jumping in.
Precisely. They want to prevent investors from using financing that's really meant for families trying to buy their first home.
Okay. This is really painting a clear picture. We can see the underlying strategy. Using this combination of easier debt structures, the programs, and direct cash help, the grants, to tackle that massive California affordability problem for people just starting out in 2025.
We've definitely confirmed the core idea. The document, just based on its title, acts as a vital signpost. It tells you to research both financial structures, the loan details, and the grant availability to have a realistic shot at buying in California next year.
So the final strategic takeaway for you, the listener, is pretty clear now. You know exactly where to help us. You're looking for entities like CalHFA, maybe local housing authorities. You're prioritizing finding out about those non-repayable grants, but understanding they're probably linked to specific loan programs.
And maybe this leads to a final thought to consider. Given that the state felt the need to create and promote this specific resource, outlining these programs and grants for 2025, what does that suggest about the bigger picture? What major shifts in the California housing market, maybe interest rates staying high longer than expected, or a real crunch in affordable housing stock might have pushed them to double down on this kind of structured aid now?
That's a really potent question. The existence of this focused solution tells you a lot about how serious the underlying problem is perceived to be. As you dig deeper into the details of these programs, maybe keep that in the back of your mind. Not just what they offer, but why they exist in this form right now for 2025.
Yeah, understanding the why can sometimes give you clues about the how to best position yourself to qualify.
Great point. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We took one very concise title and really mapped out the entire knowledge landscape it represents. You should now have a much clearer path for your own research. Keep digging, keep applying that knowledge quickly and effectively. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.